Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, The Drive is live. It is a Reaction Monday. Right there, you heard Clint Stoerner, Tyler Milner is in the building, and we will break down everything that we saw on Sunday, everything we've heard since the game and afterwards as the Texans season ends Saturday in Kansas City. They lose 23-14. A lot of kind of good and some bad coming out of that game, but we will look at it and discuss it all. Again, this is the final Monday of the year in which we are off at 5 o'clock. There is one final coach's show with D'Amico Ryans. Hopefully you heard him earlier on In the Loop, but you will hear him with the fellas after us. So the coach's show with D'Amico Ryans starts at 5 o'clock. That comes up after us. I just want to do some checks on you guys and the people. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can join and do your thing on here. How y'all have you all recovered from Saturday? How are you from Saturday as kind of now it's been 2 days since the game?
Well, I'm fully recovered. I've been chomping at the bit to talk about a bunch of this stuff, though. I mean, there's some great stuff coming from the game, coming from the other games. But yeah, look, I'm 100% recovered. Here's the deal. And this was my immediate thought the minute that I knew the Texans weren't going to win the game, before the last time, the last second even ticked off the clock. I thought to myself, damn, this is a much better feeling than when we walked off that field last year against Baltimore. Last year against Baltimore, I personally felt like, yeah, CJ had a great year. Yeah, Will had a great year. Yeah, D'Amico had a great first year. But all that season built up and led up to, I thought, oh, man, there went all the air out of my sails. There went all the air out of my balloon. We are still just as far as we were last time we played the Baltimore Ravens. This time it was competitive. You can put your finger on a couple of things that swung the game. And that, to me, that's a statement about where this team is and ultimately that they've taken strides from last season to this season. So, I'm in a good spot. Of course, I would have loved to win. I'd love to be talking about going to the AFC Championship game, the first time in Texans history. I'd love to be talking about that. So, the loss hurts, but yeah, I'm fully recovered, man. I'm ready, ready to rock
competitive,
and roll.
More competitive than last year's loss. Absolutely. To the Ravens. And yeah, some things you did in your control that you feel like could have changed maybe the outcome of this. Greenhead VR, first time I felt like we didn't get beat by the Chiefs, felt robbed. I'm certain we'll get into that. Still pissed, still hurt, still upset, still angry from the text line coming through. Where are you at, Tyler? Because you know you're the one I worry about. I haven't seen Tyler smile yet since I've been in here today.
That's been mainly a furrowed brow, just trying to catch up on stuff here at the station. But I'm pissed off.
There you go. Yeah, I know it. You should. And they're here. Hey, and I'm telling you right now, in these 3 hours or the next several days, let it out. The Drive is a spot and a space for you to let it out. Let that thing out, and we will allow you to let it out. At the bottom of the hour, the final segment of this hour, we'll open up the phone lines and hear from you. I feel like this is a day we should hear from the people, hear from you, and get your perspective on things. So We'll do that here coming up in a bit, but you can continue to text in your thoughts or use YouTube and Twitch to give us your thoughts on this thing. But let's start here because, Clint, you finally felt like you got what you wanted to hear from the head coach after the game, and some of the things he had to say fresh after the game. Not really today, but right after the game, you felt good about what you got to hear from.
Without a doubt, this is what for all the people out there that get all up in arms when I say I want to hear certain things from the head coach. I want to hear certain things from the quarterback, the leaders of this team. I want to hear certain things throughout the year, throughout the season. After, you know, the first month of the season, if you're not performing, DeMeco Ryans. Now it's a little too late because the season's over, but this is the DeMeco Ryans that I wanted to hear after the first time they had an outing that was subpar in DeMeco Ryans' eyes, right? This is the DeMeco Ryans, to be honest with you, this is the DeMeco Ryans that gives me hope moving forward that this isn't just a, we're going to win this old lousy division, you're going to be the four seed, and you're going to have to go on the road to Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo every damn year until they make a change at quarterback. You're probably going to play in cold-ass weather. You're probably going to deal with the elements that you're not used to, and it's going to be a super steep climb if that's the way you got to get to an AFC championship. This is the DeMeco Ryans, for me personally, that I wanted to hear a month ago, and then hopefully this season was the growth and development and maturation of the Texans head coach, and this is where he's going to end up landing, whether it's a regular season game or a postseason game. Here's DeMeco Ryans, and this is a little mashup of some of the comments that he had he made after the game immediately following the loss to Kansas City.
Good enough to beat a really good football team, right? So when we can do the things we need to do consistently and all the time, that's when we'll be able to, you know, come here and be in this spot and win a football game. But unfortunately, like, we still got things to clean up of our own. Like, this one hurts, right? Because I know we're a better football team than we showed today, no matter who we're playing against. To go back and still have to talk about mistakes that we made in this moment, like, yeah, it's discouraging to be here because we got to be over that at this point in the playoffs, right? Postseason football, you got to be at your best. You got to be operating on all cylinders. And for us, like, we didn't do that today. So that's what I'm just discouraged about for sure. With the sacks, from what I saw, is first off, like, you're one-on-one. In the playoff, you got to win your one-on-one battles. That's what the game always come down to. Like, you have to man up and own your one-on-one. You have to have some pride in who you're blocking to get it done and give the quarterback a chance to throw the football.
The way he ended that, he couldn't end it any stronger right there. Man up, have some pride.
You listening, Dalton Schultz?
I mean, I think Dalton Schultz probably is the one that pushed him to say that, but I think it's a strong message to everybody on the offensive side of the football, not just Dalton. But yeah, look, that's the DeMeco Ryans that I've been wanting all year long. And again, that's the DeMeco Ryans that I hope we hear moving forward in training camp or after week one, after whatever the first game is where you don't play well. You want to talk about not losing? Because I know Will Anderson talked about it. We got to figure out a way to not lose to the damn Jets. You got to figure out a way to not lose to the Titans. You can't lose. You got to beat Detroit when you get five turnovers, right? Like, you talk about, you want to know how you do those things? Your head coach start holding guys accountable just like this right here. That standard they talk about is upheld every game. And if you don't meet that standard, you're probably going to catch a little bit of this in the post-game presser. So yeah, look, I absolutely agreed with everything DeMeco said. And I love the tone. I love the statement. Again, I wish it would have happened 3 months ago, but I love what the head coach did there.
Yeah, I liked that part of the presser. We'll get to other stuff